With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump wins the Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri Saturday, as well as taking all 39 delegates that were at stake in the Michigan Party Convention. Meanwhile, journalist Josh Krasauer says President Biden's having trouble with college-age Democrats, as seen by the high percentage that voted uncommitted in the recent Michigan primary.
You know, he's in a no-win situation. That's part, the young voters are part of the Democratic base, part of the Democratic coalition for quite some time. They really don't like Biden. They don't think he's left enough for them.
Krasauer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed the framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Now it's up to Hamas to agree to it, which they're expected to do during talks that are resuming Sunday in Cairo. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas wildfires continue to wreak damage.
The Smokehouse Creek fire, which began Monday, may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas panhandle. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says homeowners there have nothing left.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone, nothing left but ashes on the ground.
The fire has burned about 1,700 square miles and killed two people, and the weather is not helping. The National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. I'm Shelley Adler.
A powerful blizzard that a meteorologist termed as bad as it gets is howling in the Sierra Nevada mountains. A long stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California and several ski resorts remain closed because of gusty winds and snow. Tens of thousands of homes are without power in California and Nevada. This is SRN News. One of the world's favorite Christian platforms blocked by China.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattena says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since October 7th's attack on Israel that ignited the war in Gaza has reached levels not seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark, chiefly online. One of those, 20, were death threats, which the country has not seen since the 1980s. This is SRN News. Cell phone use in school is a big problem.
Kids are on their phones even when school rules forbid it. Teachers say they see students on Snapchat, listening to music, and even watching Netflix in class. Increasingly, educators are speaking on how to handle it, ban phones during classes. Leaders at the state and federal levels have begun endorsing school cell phone bans and suggesting new ways to curb access to the devices. Pushback has come from some parents who fear being cut off from their kids if there's a school emergency. John Scott reporting.
A measure Oregon lawmakers sent to the governor Friday would reinstate criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of some drugs. It's a step back from the Beaver State's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law that was recently passed. Democrat Governor Tina Kotek, though, has indicated she is open to signing off on the bill. SRN News.